At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Any offense, any defense, any special teams, you need all 11 on the same page doing their job. And, you know, that's the coach's job. It's the player's job. It's all of us. So any success you're having as a unit is cohesion amongst all those guys.
You know, it's Jeff's fault. It's Dan's fault. It's my fault. I mean, ultimately, it's me. I'm looking at the thumb. As I point, I'm looking at the thumb. It's the offensive problems are on me. Corrali time, not so much. We'd like to get him up to speed, but we take responsibility for that as a show that the Browns offense isn't working because of him. Kevin was asked in his press conference, how much blame can you put on Dylan Gabriel for the offensive struggles? And, you know, Jeff and I are sitting here concerned, well, do you think the offense has been playing to the best of its ability anyway? I mean, do you think the players or the scheme is causing the problems for the Browns to be 2-7? Or players? Scheme? I want to say it's the players. It's hard for me to argue on the scheme. Like, yards after catch have nothing to do with the play. That's just sheer, raw talent. Dropping the ball has nothing to do with the play. Like, the inefficiency of the offense, to me, is more on the players and less on the scheme. What do you think?
Players can make a bad scheme work. I don't know if a bad scheme or if a good scheme can make
bad players
lesser talent good. You know, what you're looking for, Andy, is the balance. I mean, but good players usually win football games. I think more than any other sport, if you're bigger, stronger, faster than the other team, better, you've got a great chance to win.
Especially on the line, which we don't even talk about. I mean, we get into the offense and we want, again, you
on sit both here, sides of the line.
Yeah. Right? But I think especially offensively, you sit there and you look at it, you're like, oh man, that where was that pass going? Or, oh, I can't believe you dropped that pass. Or, what? Huh? What did I just watch? And sometimes it's on the offensive line too. They don't get called out because they're not touching the ball. That's what it was. And speaking of getting called out, man, Dan Orlovsky was on the afternoon show yesterday, and he had this to say.
I thought early on maybe his first start was relatively impressive, and it really hasn't gotten any better since then. But and I know that people are going to sit here and say these are excuses, but guys, who are we throwing to? I mean, Jerry Jeudy's a good NFL receiver. I don't think Jerry Jeudy's a number one NFL receiver. Njoku's a good tight end. Fannin's been really promising as a rookie, but it's not like this offense, certainly not even this year, has had a lot of perimeter talent to get the ball to. They've had mostly number two or three or number four receivers to throw the ball to, playing in number one and number two roles. The offensive line's been a little beat up. So, yes, the quarterback and the coach have to, like, help that improve. But we live in this world where, okay, we could take this average or below average talent, and if you're an elite coach or an elite quarterback, you're going to make them all pros. That's not real life. And so, yeah, I get the whole Dylan thing, but it's almost like the coach question. Does anyone think that if we took Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, that if they put him in Cleveland, they would be lighting it up this year? Absolutely not. It's they don't have a ton of perimeter talent.
Pretty much what we've been saying. I mean, I don't know that he, you know, torched the entire organization there, but I think we're all on the same page. I don't know how you can expect to win. How can you really expect to be more than 2-7 with the offense the Browns are wheeling out on the field every week? Help me. I don't know.
We said it before the season started. Our tune hasn't changed on this. And no disrespect to the guys who are out there. You know, can they do more with what they have? Maybe. But all I think that they can do more with is give them a chance. You know, again, Cedric Tillman's back. I think Cedric can play. We'll see. I think he can play. So let's get him the ball. You know, do with Cedric what you did with Jerry Jeudy. I think Malachi Corley's interesting. I'm not going to go any further than that right now. Yeah. But interesting to me in an offense that's lacking in skill position talent means, well, give him the ball and let's see. Let's see. And more than on a jet sweep.
Desmond's in Elyria. What's up, Des?
Hey, guys. Man, I'm Jeff, as you know, every time I call, I got so much respect for you. You are the person that keeps us grounded, and you're the logical person of every time we try to push a situation.
All right.
And
you're setting me up for something, Des.
Yeah, but you understand something with the way you think is great leadership, but we as fans think with our heart, not our mind. So we want excitement. Now, I'm going to something that you really don't want to hear. I watch some guys break down some film on the college and the pro situation of Dylan. And he can't see shit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He can't see anything.
You can't say those things, Des.
It's all right. Keep going.
Happens again, we got to dump you. Sorry. Oh. Keep going.
Oh, we lost him.
He's gone now.
He made a mistake. Wasn't intentional.
Desmond's point was Dylan Gabriel is short.
Yeah.
The Browns knew that when they drafted him, and they're playing him. So there you go. Is Shedeur Sanders a better quarterback because he's 3 or 4 inches taller? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. But Des, that backs up the point, you know, of everything here. It's like, okay, let's see what you have with a lot of the talent. You're trying to see what you have with Dylan. We've not endorsed Dylan Gabriel as the starting quarterback here.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We haven't endorsed either one of these guys.
No. You know why, Andy? Because neither one of us thinks that either one of them is a slam dunk, you know, starting quarterback in the NFL. We hope they become that. We do. Why? Because we want our team to succeed. We want them to have a quarterback. We want to end the shirt. Yeah. We want to end the debate. We want to know who our guy is, and then we can worry about who's playing left tackle. But right now, you don't have a quarterback who has shown that he's a starting caliber NFL quarterback. We've answered the problem. Do the Browns have one? And again, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's sample size is enough to write him off. Certainly not enough to endorse him as the starting quarterback, but it's not enough to write him off either. And at some point, they might do that and give Shadur a chance. And if they do, great.
At what point do you write him off?
I don't think.
And what are you writing him off as? A number two quarterback?
No,
it's a guy that just can't start.
It's a starter.
Yeah, so it would be to you're relegating him to number two, and I think that's what a lot of people thought he would be coming out of school. I don't think that this is earth shattering.
Well,
he has been given his opportunity. Now, is the talent around him that good? Was the scheme around him?
You know, the one thing, Andy, is that you can look at what a guy did in college. And it's not always the best indicator of what they're going to do in the NFL. And we've seen that with numerous quarterbacks the Browns have had over the years. And, everybody talks about what Shadur did in college. Okay, well, that doesn't really mean squat. Everybody talks about what Dylan did in college. That also doesn't mean squat. What it means in Dylan's case is he's been able to adapt to some different situations and thrive in those in college. And with Shadur, what it means is he was able to run whatever kind of an offense they were running in Colorado, playing for his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that's a bad thing, but this is the first time.
Playing for Pat Shurmur, who just got demoted, too.
But he played for his dad. Yeah. It's the first time in high school, Dion was his offensive coordinator. So it's the first time in his legit football career. I'm not going to go back to middle school or junior high.
I don't know, maybe he was there.
But since high school, that Dion's not his coach. So he's got some things to prove otherwise, and maybe he gets a chance to prove them. We just need to solve that riddle, Andy. And if it's one of these two guys, that's great.
You're 2-7. Like, I keep looking at this going, what are you going to do? And then the next question comes into play. You say, at what point does the defense look at the offense and go, I'm just playing for stats. I'm done.
I
don't think they can do that.
I think it's
too hard to do that.
And you know what else? With that in mind, you can say anything you want about Kevin Stefanski, about the coaching staff, the talent on the team, whatever. Honestly, I have not seen this team phone it in and not play hard. Not this year, not last year, not ever under Kevin Stefanski. That's something anyway. And it's a credit to the coaching staff. More so, I think it's a credit to the players and having pride in what they do. I've not seen them phone it in.
I haven't seen them phone it in either. The only thing that I've seen that made me question, and I mean, I'm sorry, I love the way he plays, and I think he's a great player, but when Miles got upset, two games ago, when they took him out of the game, and he had 5 sacks. Now, why? Why was he mad? Was he mad because of the defensive performance? Was he mad over the fact that they had to eat another loss? Was he mad because they took him off the field and took away his opportunity to 6-sack? I'm not saying that's the case, but his frustration kind of made you wonder to even think about that stat question more than you did the game. Whether it's truthful or not, when you pound your helmet down on the ground, you invoke questions of wondering what your motivation was to do that.
Yeah, but does that even matter?
Well, it goes back to the question. Like, the question, I think, is bothersome. And I know we talked about this with Dan before the show. I mean, Dan, you answer this question then. At what point does the defense look at the offense and start to play for personal stats?
I think this game you might see it.
Do you really, Dan?
Yes.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
And by the way, if you're a wide receiver, your personal stats are all based on the quarterback, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the defense, though.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, on defense, I mean, so what are you looking for? Are you trying to run up your tackling stats? Are you trying to run up?
Well, I'm talking a guy like Myles Garrett instead of maybe setting the edge on a certain route going for a sack to make sure his sack record goes up. Same thing with a Shelby Harris instead of run blocking, all that kind of stuff, doing the dirty work that's needed to get done instead of trying to slip through and get the sack instead of making sure he's taking the two blockers on. That kind of stuff. Hmm. Cornerbacks going for interceptions instead of going for pass breakups. Gambling more in the strong safety position. Grant Delpit trying to cheat a route to get an interception instead of playing a deep zone. That kind of thing. which is the kind of stuff you start seeing for guys going, all right, I'm going to make sure I hit my contract incentives instead of playing within the scheme because we're not going anywhere as a team. I may as well make sure I get compensated as a player.
For being out here. All right, I see your perspective. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. There's another question that I want to ask you about just playing at this level and how your expectations, should they change based on the coaching staff? So I want to get into that too. And you know, again, we asked, at what point does the defense look at the offense and start playing for stats? It's a wicked question. Wicked question to ask, and I don't know that I think it's too hard. And if you were going for a sack, you're going for a sack anyway. Now, maybe if you're trying to do that and you go a little too hard, you're taking personal fouls, that maybe I could see that, but there's not a whole lot around that.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.